My dear friends, Merry Christmas. I chose the Gospel reading to reflect upon from the Mass at dawn for a very special reason. You see, over 10 years ago, I was privileged to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land with our own Passionist, Father Donald Sr., a renowned biblical scholar. It was a great experience, but as is often the case, some of the holy places we visited, where I had anticipated some quiet time for prayer, simply could not happen. Gethsemane, such a sacred place for us Passionists, was packed with busloads of Russian Orthodox Christians. It was a loud and raucous group, I must say. The tomb of the Holy Sepulchre and Calvary too were packed with so many pious pilgrims from all over Christendom that there was just noise everywhere, hardly a place where you could pray. But when we went to a little area outside of Bethlehem called Shepherd's Field, I found the quiet and serenity I was longing for. There, in this little hilly area where I was privileged to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, I found myself able to sit quietly in prayer and imagine the moment so beautifully portrayed in our Gospel reading from St. Luke, proclaimed to all of us at this Christmas Mass at dawn. Imagine the moment, if you will. Angelic voices piercing the star-filled sky, announcing that the Lord, the Messiah, was born in a stable in the town of Bethlehem. The shepherds declare, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And then the scriptures tell us something very beautiful. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. My dear friends, Merry Christmas, and God bless you all.